Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Final hour, big show on tap. We've talked a lot about Brian Kelly's statements. Other things have been raised, and more time for your phone calls in the final hour. Susie begins it off from Georgia.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey there.
I wanted to check on you all, make sure weather-wise you're all doing okay in Charlotte.
Yeah, I actually ran into a lot of weather yesterday trying to get back. Yeah, it was a pretty bad day, as you can imagine, with tornado warnings and pretty bad. But I missed it. But we're okay. Thank you.
Well, that's good, because my daughter lives in Nashville, and she said they've had a hell of a 24 hours.
Yeah, no, it's been
and
everywhere.
And luckily, she's okay. But we had tornado warnings today, and, of course, teaching, you know, with the kids and that, they get, you know, a little anxious or whatever, because they know the warnings are going on. So good. I'm glad everybody's okay there and that you had a good trip and you got to meet Dominic's family. That's nice. Braxton, I always enjoyed hearing from him. I really love Steve's call today from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Really looking forward, Paul, to Oklahoma and Texas coming into the SEC and the callers that'll be coming in new. It's going to be fun. It's, you know.
We've heard from some Texas fans, but that's the first Oklahoma fan who sounded like he was ready for prime time.
And we're ready for him. Absolutely. Have you heard from Larry this week?
I don't believe so, no.
I haven't, because I listen every day, and I haven't, you know, sometimes I miss a few callers. But Larry, call in, let us know you're okay. And to leave today from you, Paul, my favorite call. I'm really getting a kick out of John from St. Louis. I look forward to his calls. But when he called last week, and I wake up, I think, every day and start laughing, and he said to you, you said something about you're my friend, and he said, I'm not your friend. You're not my friend. I don't like you.
That's great.
That was one of the greatest lines. And thank you, AC, for giving appreciation to teachers. It's very special that he brought that up, too. Paul, stay safe. I think the bad weather's past us. And have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Susie. Talk soon. Austin is up next. Hey, Austin.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are doing great.
Awesome. I was just wondering how you thought about how the SEC softball tournament was going to turn out this weekend, just based off your predictions.
You're asking the wrong person. I think Tennessee's probably in the best shape beyond this weekend, but I think it's a matter of balance. You know, what do you want to do? And what are you trying to accomplish if you're one of the better teams? And then what are you looking forward to with the next tournament, which is the one that matters?
Fair enough. And how do you feel about the – I'm pretty sure I called you about this about a week or two ago, about contracts being introduced to the NIL and whatnot. And I've heard more talks about 1- and 2-year deals. So do you think that's going to accelerate here in the future, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as the portal is so accessible, I don't think you're going to see anything beyond short-term deals, because they're too risky.
Okay, fair enough. And to Jim from Tuscaloosa, you're an absolute slob and a loser.
Thanks for the call. Bill is calling next. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Good afternoon.
We are doing well. Thank you.
I heard the Hardner in Fort Worth call and doubt your prognosticating. I keep hearing all along all these new callers from Texas, Oklahoma coming on board, and about wondering, what is this Paul Feinbaum gentleman? How does he know this? How does he think he knows that? It'll take him a while, Paul, to understand. You're our God when it comes to the Southeastern Conference. And I'll be glad when they understand that. Looking at it, I don't see a problem with the teams coming in. Those boys are going to kick the ball. They're going to throw it. They're going to get tackled. They're going to play football. The biggest acclamation I see coming this year, and I just can't wait to see it, is the fans from Texas and Oklahoma. Win, lose, or draw, they've never met a more fanatic fan base than what they're getting ready to witness in the Southeastern Conference.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for saying that. I can't wait. I've alluded to this a couple of times, but we have a lot planned for the official entry and on the final day of June and the first day of July. We'll be at both places. And it's going to be one of the most remarkable moments ever in the history of the SEC. As far as my, you know, what I said about the Florida Texas A&M game, I like Bob a lot, but Bob, I'm not sitting here doing a cost analysis on these games. I'm giving a snapshot opinion based on about looking at the schedule, and that's really the extent of it. Thank you very much for the call. Brandon is up next. I had a chance to meet Brandon yesterday. He was nice enough to come by and say hello.
Paul, I wanted to tell you I enjoyed seeing you yesterday at the tournament.
Well,
I also enjoyed your hospitality.
Well, listen, my only regret was you got there right as there was so much chaos, so I never had a chance to really spend a lot of time talking to you, but I did get I do have your card, though.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, I told you, though. I woke up. I worked all night the night before. Woke up at 3:45 that morning just to come see you. So I was about to give out, ready to get to the house and get some needed rest. But
okay.
I enjoyed seeing how things work, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah, how many of the interviews did you see? I can't remember how long you were there. Did you get to, you saw us while we were interviewing people, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I've seen one or two.
Okay.
Before I left, but. I wanted to say I'm happy with the pickup, Deshaun Jones from the Tide, Roll Tide. But, Paul, I don't know how many times or how many phone calls I got to make this happen so I can softwash you home, Paul. I know I talk about it every time I come. But we got to make it happen, Paul.
Well, I think
I can make it happen.
Well, now that I've met you and know you got people this way, we'll figure it out. I have to figure out when the last time we did it, first of all, but I don't think it's been that recently.
But I don't know what I got to do. But look here, Paul. I can tag Randy on Twitter with my business page. I can tag your show on Twitter.
No, you gave me your card, so you don't need to tag anybody.
Oh, yeah, well. I was going to tell you, I'm trying to build my celebrity clientele up, Paul. And to have Paul Feinbaum on your resume, I think that says a lot,
Brandon,
Paul.
Well, Brandon, first of all, let's talk about who else do you have?
I have Eric Anders. I've done Rama Jammas in Tuscaloosa. I've done Roll Tide Willie. I'm working on something now. I'm trying to with Tyrone Prothro.
Okay. Well, is he still in Tuscaloosa?
No, he's not in Tuscaloosa. Okay. He's coaching at a high school here in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
And not far away from me, so, I mean, it won't be that bad. But anything I can do to get my Bama celebrities up.
I had a guy came to my house once when we lived in Birmingham. I think it was a pest guy. And I let him in the house, and he looked at me. The account was in a different name. And he looked at me and he goes, man, he said, Paul Feinbaum. I said, yeah. He said, I thought you'd have a nicer house. I'm like going, man.
Oh, no.
So I'm really nervous, Brandon, you coming over. Because, I mean, you're going to look around and go, man, I thought this guy would have more than. But we will work that out, Brandon. But I'm really glad we got a chance to visit.
Absolutely, Paul. And I'm going to end on this note, Paul. As I always end. I don't give a piss about nothing but the pressure washing, the Tide, and the Paul Feinbaum Show. See you, Paul.
What a great combination, and it really was. It was a fairly chaotic day because I'm only there for a couple of hours, and it's very compressed, and we're trying to interview a bunch of people in a very short period of time. But I did get a chance to meet people like Brandon and Dominic and a few others, and it was fun. It's always fun to get out and meet some folks. Dan is up next. Hey, Dan, go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Paul? Last time I talked to you, I was pretty confident that we were going to win the national title. I'm a Washington Huskies fan. But I've watched a lot of DeBoer games. And, I mean, one of the reasons I was so confident, because he's such a phenomenal coach. That's why I was so upset when we lost him. But, I mean, the way that this guy can just coach circles around Lanning and Sark, and, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Tide are just going to keep on being just as successful, because he did more with less at Washington. I was just pretty amazed at what he was able to do. I think Fish is going to do a great job for us. I hope.
Yeah, you know, Dan, I agree. I know everybody's worried, but one thing about DeBoer, I mean, he has proven to be a brilliant coach at a number of different levels. I think there are some questions on just dealing with what he has to deal with from a culture standpoint, and how that affects, and the trickle down. Clearly he's in a meat grinder, although he was in a meat grinder last year too and won the league.
He was, yeah. I mean, he had some tough games, and part of it was Penix, I think. I mean, he was completely underrated as a quarterback. He totally should have won the Heisman. If he was in the SEC, or if he would have gone to Tennessee, I think he would have. But
I think you're right.
I think he's going to beat Georgia. If you watch that, like if you watch Made for These Moments, that'll give you an idea of what kind of coach he is on YouTube. I mean, he just kind of a documentary about what Washington did, and everyone thinks he's a laid back coach. He's not a laid back coach. He is laid back, but not in the games.
And well, I tell you what he is, and I can say this now that I've had a chance to be around him. He's intense, but he has a very personable charm to him that a lot of coaches don't have. He's you feel comfortable when you meet him for the first time.
He doesn't make mistakes, is what I noticed.
Right.
He always knows the right play to call. He's like that. They related him to like that mountain climber guy that knows exactly where to put his feet every time he's going up the mountain.
Right.
And
but,
it's the same thing.
Dan, the only thing I'll say about being a mountain climber is he's got a lot slippery slopes in this league than he did in the previous ones. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back here. More phone calls. How about Chris next in Texas? Hey, Chris.
How's it going, Mr. Feinbaum?
We are doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just want to call in. I heard some of those Sooner fans calling in. Me, I'm a Longhorns fan, born and raised, so I'm looking forward to joining the SEC in the competition. I'm even looking forward to renewing those two old rivalries with the Arkansas Hogs and the Texas A&M Gaggies.
I bet you are.
And, well, while we're bringing the little brother in with us, the no-you Sooners, I'm ready to see. I'll be rooting for everybody else in the SEC to take them down.
You don't like those Sooners?
Heck no. Other than, now, if they're playing Ohio State, okay. But I ain't going to root for a Yankee team against the Southern schools.
But that's about the only reason.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Hook 'em horns.
Okay.
Talk to you later, Mr. Feinbaum.
You bet. Call again. I-Man, can you top that?
Oh, wasn't that fun? We got new callers and new teams and new fans. That was so fun. Can't you hear them all squealing in the background, Paul? They did because it's so much fun. It's just it's a riot. Oh, that was fun. Let's do that again. Take another call, Paul. Get one from Oklahoma. You know, they new fans. It's going to be fun till the daddy takes the T-Bird away. And, you know, what's the number one question? Number one question. Well, what do you think about DeBoer and the job he's doing?
Yeah.
He ain't done squat. Oh, but he answers all the questions perfect. He's got a great demeanor. And he's real kind. He's gentle. He just knows the right things to say at the right time. But he ain't. And he's brilliant. I like that way you threw that brilliant out there. Somebody did. And look at where he's been.
I came away really impressed yesterday.
Oh, of course you did. Of course you did. You saw a guy that got an $8 million raise. Ain't done a damn thing. That's impressive. Not done squat. Well, what do you think about spring game? Oh, I thought they looked great. They look great. They got 11 players on the field. They look great. We got the best. It's so much fun. We got Texas, Oklahoma. We got new fans. We got the board. We got $8 million. It's just going to be so much damn fun.
How'd your team do last year?
It was fun.
Fun.
You know what they did? Yeah, and then Daddy took T-Bird away. but Hugh Freeze has got the keys back. And it's going to be different. And you know, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between Auburn and Alabama right now. Except Auburn's got a better coach, they got better facilities, they got better fans. They don't have this false sense of dynasty and if it's and wondering what's going to happen. And T-shirts, you got to sell them T-shirts, you got to sell them T-shirts. Paul, I was in Greenville, Alabama. It's funny, your show is all over the place. I was at F&S Auto, had some problems with my truck, and the folks in Greenville at F&S Auto and Towing took tremendous care of me. And you know what? They had your show on.
Oh, wow.
They had your show on. And they know you. And you know what? I bet they're having fun right now, too, because, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, we got new fans. We got a new $8 million plus coach. And it's just going to be wonderful. It's just going to be so great. Can't we have a little party for all the fans that call in and we get little name tags? And somebody can write your names. Well, there's Legend, and there's I-Man, and AJ, and this, don't forget the women, cheerleader. I mean, you got to have cheerleader there.
Paul.
Cheerleader's enough.
I-Man, so what about great? Yeah. So tell me more about the S&S shop in Greenville.
Oh, it was just great, man. I had a blowout on the truck and driving along, and they come along and was going to try to help me, and they couldn't help me, so they towed the truck to the shop, and got another tire, and so we're standing out there talking, and it's obvious there's football fans around, a lot of Auburn fans, and I kind of threw out the Paul Feinbaum name, and all of a sudden we all got talking, and this one guy, that owner, he says, you know, I thought I recognized you, and so we all got talking. It was really a cool event, and see, that's what being somebody on your show. See, I was nobody a lot longer than I was somebody. But being somebody on your show, and it's funny how people navigate and you just have good conversation because they know we're all likable people. Most people are likable people, good-hearted people. But there's a few of them a-holes in the world that run around, try to tell everybody what to do, try to control their environment. And then they quit because they can't control things. And then they quit and the quarterback has a ride on the team, tells the team to sit down and squat to pee. So they, and then they run the coach off. And then they want to blame it on the offensive coordinator. Because, you know, we don't run plays at practice. I know how to run. We don't do running plays at practice. But that last touchdown run got shoved down his throat. He was sucking on a corn cob. I mean, but I thought this dude knew how to run. He told the world, he said, I can run. We don't do running plays. We don't do them plays. And don't blame it on a bad snap. When you're a quarterback at that level and you've been playing football all them years, you've had a bad snap.
Hey, by the way, I mean, did I tell you who I saw yesterday?
Who did you see? The little fella?
the LF, yeah.
The little fella. And he looked so fresh and clean after all that surgery and the hair treatment. And I bet he got his nails did.
He looked. This may sound a little crazy, but I thought he looked great.
No, of course you did. I mean,
he looked marvelous.
They'll be great. I left them a good team, and they got them a good coach, and I look forward to it, and they'll probably win it all. But the problem that Ford's going to have, he's going to run into some coaching monsters. And I tell you, after Georgia kicks that ass, after Texas kicks that Alabama ass, after Auburn kicks that Alabama ass, after Tennessee and LSU kick that Alabama ass, and Alabama's sitting there with at least five losses.
They don't play
and
Texas.
And I'm telling you, it's just not going to use that. How do you take $8 million away from a man? How do you give a man an $8 million raise and say, you know what, maybe we should have rethought this, you know? You won the press conference, but you ain't doing worth a damn in the football game. And you know what, Paul? I'll bet you right now a hamburger and a kale sandwich. Of course, if I win, I get the hamburger and you get the kale sandwich. That the boy cusses before this season's over.
Yeah, he doesn't curse. He doesn't curse. I tried to get him to curse. He wouldn't do it.
He's fixing to because he's going to hear all the words he may have avoided those words.
I told him I'll give you a dollar if you curse.
When he goes to Brian Denny and Georgia climbs on that ass and Auburn bookends that ass, he's going to hear the whole list you can't say anywhere. Mama won't let you say them words. Paul Feinbaum won't let you say them words. And the FCC won't let you. But you know what? The NCAA will let you say it. War Dan Meagle, and you have a great day. War F&S Auto in Greenville, Alabama. Have a good day.
Ray is up next. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm talking about facilities. Well, you go to Brian Denny, and then you go to Jordan Hare. Jordan Hare is like walking into the bathroom at a Greyhound bus station. The second thing is, his conversations and comments are just like his vehicle. They got no tread and they blow out.
But he got it fixed. Thanks to S&S in Greenville.
That's it.
You got it. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. We must take a break. Hate to, but we're having so much fun. You want to give us a ring? Last call of the evening. And you can give us a ring now at 855-242-7285. We are back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And Davis is up next as we continue here. Hello, Davis.
Hello, G/D Father. Bash was talking a little bit about Jim and your show, The First Amendment. I just want to say something. My uncle Buddy was roommates with Gene Kaniski in Arizona, played football. And he used to say, when everyone got arrested under Richard Milhouse Nixon, he said, come and get me, and that was the end of it. And thank you for your time, sir, and God bless you.
AJ is up next.
You know, Paul, speaking of pressure washing, I think I'm going to pressure wash this call right here real quick. And we need to get this surface good and clean because I want a lot of these folks to listen to this, what I got to say. You know, one thing about earlier, first of all, Chris, when he called, you know, he's gone down to the beach and he probably lost signal and I was worried about him. So I called and I was, what's going on? And his girlfriend answered the phone, fiance. She says, well, you know, Chris, he walked off to the pier down there. He was going to throw his rod and reel out in the water, you know, make a cast there, and it slipped out of his hand. And, well, there he goes, right behind it. He jumped in after it. Now we're all under a tsunami alert down here. Speaking of a tsunami, Paul, let me tell you this. You got Michael Bratt. You got average callers with minimal knowledge of what happened last year or easily to forget last year. And then you got Oklahoma and Texas folks calling in here, Mr. Feinbaum, and they're all discrediting Auburn. And you got, in particular, you got some guys like Bratt talking about Auburn ain't going to be nothing. We didn't have nothing last year. We took Alabama and Georgia all the way down to the wire, scared the hell out of them. So, look, the tsunami alert is this. I'm going to put you, Texas, I'm going to put you, Oklahoma, on the freeze warning alert, too. Because we will bust y'all's ass in the mouth from the plains of Auburn Tigers. You can guarantee you that. And you ain't jumping ahead of us over nothing. War damn eagle to all them average callers.
And we check in next with Mildred in Mulga.
Paul. You there, Paul?
I am, Mildred.
I ain't talked to you in a while.
Mildred, you must be getting up in age.
Well, let's just say that everything still functions properly.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you seen any of your old friends lately?
Well, that's kind of what I was calling about.
Okay.
You know, Coach Stallings, he's getting up there a little bit his own self.
He's 89.
And he sure is, Paul. So I moved back from Paris, Texas, and I'm living back in Alabama, and I can get you on the radio.
Well,
again.
That's good. We're really glad you can do that, Mildred.
Well, Coach Stallings, he hadn't aged quite as well as I have, and all his stuff don't function properly no more.
Mildred, so you were 90 15 years ago when we talked to you last. What are you now?
Well, Paul, I know you wasn't no genius in school.
No, I'm not.
But 90 plus 15 is about 105.
And that's exactly what I thought, Mildred. Thanks for checking in with us. Let's check in with Rich next in South Carolina. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of things. I know we're almost at the end of the show. I want to give a shout-out to all the teachers and coaches out there for all they do. A whole lot of love for all the moms for Mother's Day coming up. And then my late dad, your show was a point of gratitude and lots of conversation between me and him. And I just wanted to give you thanks for your show, all the callers, and go Vols.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that, I don't know, that Mother's Day to me, it was always one of the highlights of the year and still is, but it's we really haven't spent much time talking about because there's always something going on right around it. But it is a incredibly special and important day. I think I read yesterday that it's the biggest eating out day of the year. I guess even superseding. I guess some holidays Christmas, Easter, you might more want to be at home. But Mother's Day really is the day everybody goes out. Thanks for the call. Slammer is up next.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
Man, let me tell you something. What's going on with Atlanta Braves, Paul? I'm pissed off because Bally Sports is off there. Give me some type of explanation, Paul.
Well, since I know Bally had an agreement with them, now are you telling me you can't get the Braves games at all?
Man, I can't get Channel 37, Channel 3018. And first of all, Paul, I am kind of getting pissed at you because you hadn't been to Puss Barbecue. I had you a plate sitting there, had Randy a plate there, had the mic open for you, and I had everybody down there waiting on you, Paul.
Well,
you come straight through Tuscaloosa.
Yeah,
today day game.
Well, the problem is I've only been to Alabama once recently, and that was yesterday, and I was only there for about six hours.
Is Randy scared of the Slammer? Is Marcus Spears scared of the Slammer? What's going on?
You know, I don't really think they are Slammer. I just maybe think, is it possible they have better things to do?
Oh, no. We need you down here, Paul. We need you. You're the main man down here.
Well,
I
will be back to Alabama again this summer. Yesterday was just in and out. But we'll make it happen, Slammer. Thank you very much. Bob is up next. Hey, Bob, go right ahead.
Yeah, go get your opinion. Do you buy all this about Auburn not going to be a contender at all? Do you not think there'll be upsets in the SEC next year?
Well, Bob, of course I believe there'll be upsets, but upsetting someone and being a contender are two different things. You tell me. I think Auburn will be predicted, and by the way, we'll have an interview with Hugh Freeze Friday on the show. I think Auburn will be predicted somewhere between 7 and 8 wins, which will not make them a contender.
Exactly. I don't think we'll be a contender. I think we'll be an improved team if we don't have all the players quit at the end to go try to get in another, an NIL deal or something else, which I can't blame them. If they get hurt, they're done, a lot of them, because most of the players will not play on the NFL level. So, if they can make more money and maybe get a good connection with somebody to make more money, I have no problem with that. But, when you sign a deal with somebody, you ought to stick it out. That's the way I feel. But
I think
Auburn will surprise a few people.
Well, so what are you basing that on, other than being Auburn?
I think we'll get a better control of things. And they have signed some good people with some good experience. And once again, when you get the right people together, I still think Peyton Thorne can be a good quarterback. I think if Bo Nix would have been under Freeze, he would have been a better quarterback, at least as good as he was under Malzahn.
Well, no, he would have been better.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I like the Gus Bus. Auburn will get up for certain teams. They're going to beat a few teams. They're going to lose to a few people. But, we've got to get – what Auburn needs to work on is getting back consistent. And just like our baseball team, the baseball team's been in 16 one-run games this year and lost 13 of them by one run.
That's pretty bad. Hey, listen, thank you very much. We have a couple of minutes remaining, a line or two available if you want to grab it right now. And let me tell you, you can call 855-242-7285. That's 855-242-7285. A couple of minutes remaining. Brian Kelly has been the big topic, but we moved on to some other things. Certainly, we'll talk to you and preview what we're doing tomorrow with some of the big coaches in the SEC joining us right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, we're back for a couple more minutes. I want to go back to where we began tonight. And this has been a big topic, and we've had varying views on it, but it's about Brian Kelly, who I thought one of the most interesting comments of the day came from Ralph Russo, who said that there's just a lot of people that have found reasons not to like Brian Kelly. I think maybe it's because of he was at Notre Dame. He came off gruff at times, surly at times, had a few controversies. Then his team tanked out and a losing record or two, and he came within a whisker of really being in trouble. Anyway, he gets down to the SEC, and much is made out of the fake accent deal, even though I think it was overdone. So now he's walked through another door, and this is about where we are in college athletics. The backstory on this conversation, we actually talked to Jacques Doucet earlier, who did this interview. We're going to listen to it, and then we'll react to it in a minute. But I think it's important to remember this was not, hey, Brian Kelly coming out and unloading on NIL. This was Brian Kelly having lost two critical players in the portal to, I think, Miami and Oklahoma. And this is what the question sounded like and the answer that has gone viral in college football.
So the D-line, interior D-lineman, where are you right now with that?
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently. And that is we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have success. We're not in the market of buying players. And unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. And look, I understand NIL is part of this, and we have an incredible collective. We have very, very generous opportunities around the greater Baton Rouge area for NIL opportunities. So they are here, but we're not going to go out and buy players. That's not what this is about. This was never about that. We will develop you. We will get you ready for the next step, as we did with Jaden Daniels, as we did with Malik Nabers, as we did with Brian Thomas. We developed three defensive linemen that all got drafted this year, and we'll do that again. But if you're just looking to get paid, you're looking in the wrong place. If you'd like all the things that we do here in developing our players, bringing you into a championship program, playing in front of the best fan base in America, playing for championships, and having an opportunity for NIL, you should be a Tiger. But if you just want to get, paid, this is not the place for you.
Yeah. Now that you hear it in context, you have a different view. Unfortunately, in the world we live in, he said we're not in the market for buying players. That sounded like he's not engaging in NIL. But I thought the context of it was far more self-explanatory and positive for the program than what I think a lot of us originally thought. We have time for a few more here. Let's grab Wes next. Hey, Wes.
Hey, Paul. I heard Jim call back in. I'm glad that I was able to get him fired up. I just want to point out, he talks about how he's a compelling caller, or used to be a compelling caller when he talks sports, but then he self-admitted that he doesn't talk ball anymore. I mean, what does Jim really bring to the show?
Listen, I got in trouble for not standing up for Jim. I'm only doing now is explaining what he has said. Jim said he doesn't talk ball, and do you know what his explanation was when he said that, or if not, I'll be happy to explain it.
Probably because he's too old and demented to remember anything.
That's not what he said. He said that his savior talked to him in a conversation and told him not to talk ball anymore.
His savior doesn't want him to talk ball, but he wants him to call in and spew.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't have the exact quote verbatim, but he essentially said that he talked to God, and God informed him he wanted him to talk about him and other things, and maybe I'm misrepresenting him, and I feel badly if I'm doing that, but that was the context of it. The ball was not important. There were far more important things to talk about than ball.
Praise be to he, Jim. Praise be to he.
So are you okay on that? I mean, does that help explain the situation to you or not?
I guess. You know, it's just, I don't know. I don't really know what he feels like he brings to the show. He just feels like he's the greatest caller of all time. And in my opinion, he's not. Been listening for a long time, so.
Well, Wes, thank you. And I certainly hope I didn't misquote Jim. But if I did, Wes, I think there's a safe, pretty good bet I'll be corrected.
Yeah, he'll call you back and get you in line.
Well, that's all that matters. Wes, thank you. We are out of time. What a program this has been. Don't forget tomorrow. We'll share with you the conversation with Nick Saban and DeBoer and Condoleezza Rice, Hugh Freeze, Kirby Smart, among others.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.